your facts and stats from around the world. Around the world. Radio X Financial News.
ING Group plans to shed 7,000 jobs and invest heavily in its digital platforms to achieve annual savings of around 900 million euros. The move represents slightly less than 12% of ING's workforce, because nearly 1,000 of the job cuts are expected to come at suppliers rather than the company itself. In the Netherlands and Benelux, where most of the job cuts will fall, 3,500 in Belgium and 2,300 in the Netherlands, the company is integrating its Belgian Record Bank subsidiary, Belgium's second largest retail bank, with ING. ING said it will invest 800 million in its technology platform, which will be then rolled out over the next 5 years to what it calls its challenger markets in Spain, Italy, France, Austria, and the Czech Republic. Sterling fell to its lowest level against the dollar since the beginning of July, after Theresa May outlined the timetable for starting Brexit negotiations. The British Prime Minister said she'd trigger Article 50, the clause needed to start the process, by the end of March 2017. That means that the UK is likely to leave the EU by mid-2019. In morning trading, the pound was down 1% against the dollar at $1.28 and nearly 1% against the euro at €1.14. Sterling fell to its lowest intraday level against the dollar since the day after the EU referendum on the 6th of July, when it hit $1.27. US electric car maker Tesla, which has yet to make a profit, has reported a sharp rise in car deliveries for the past quarter. The firm said it shipped 24,500 cars in the third quarter of 2016, up 70% on the second quarter and more than double the number delivered in the same period last year. It also confirmed its 50,000 production target for the second half of 2016. The announcement comes amid criticism of the firm after its autopilot system was linked to several accidents. In August, the carmaker reported its 13th consecutive quarterly loss, but insisted it was on track to deliver 50,000 of its Model S and Model X vehicles in the second half of the year.